Example, for example, let's say, okay, Bethany, when were you born? And you say, I was born on so and so date, and so and so year. And I say, really? Weren't you born 9 months before that? You say, yes. And I say, weren't you and your mother and father before that? If I took your mother out of you, you're not Bethany anymore. Bethany is made of non-Bethany elements. Bethany is the sunshine, the earth, England. And then you suddenly start realizing that there was not a single point when Bethany came about. You know, so in Buddhism, we don't talk about creation, we talk about manifestation. It's not denying that you exist, we exist, but it's denying that we have an intrinsically independent entity.
The Buddha believed the idea of a permanent self wasn't part of the solution. It was actually at the root of the problem, because it made us selfish, self-absorbed. It created insatiable craving that enslaved us to transient earthly concerns and kept us trapped in samsara. To rid oneself of this deep-seated delusion of self was the way to liberation.
That realization allows you the freedom not to get caught in the I, me, mine, which is really the fundamental cause of suffering.